You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Right now, drop, cover, and hold on. Drop to the ground immediately. Take cover by getting under a sturdy desk or table. Hold on to it until the shaking stops. If you cannot get under sturdy furniture, protect your head and neck with your arms.
No, that is not advice for dealing with the economic turmoil that's transpired over the last several weeks. It is actually the sound of a drill that people in California are preparing to be a part of, an amazing simulation of a 7.8 magnitude earthquake for the entire state of California. It's called the Great Southern California Shakeout, and joining us to talk about it is Patricia Nazario, reporter for KPCC, Southern California Public Radio, at our member station, KPCC in Pasadena. Patricia, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome. Good morning.
As we've seen over the last several years with Katrina and the tsunami in on the Pacific Rim, and even with the earthquakes in China, the scale, as the human population reaches 6 billion, of some natural disasters requires a complete rethinking of preparedness. And here, the Great Southern California Shakeout is preparing to involve more than 5 million people in an earthquake drill. How do you do that?
Well, it took a lot of time, preparation, planning. They set up a very informative website, and with a big orange button that says register here, and that's what they did. You know, businesses, government offices, and schools got online and registered here. For example, the city employees in Los Angeles will be getting under the desks at 10 o'clock because L.A. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa sent out a memo telling them to do so. And LAUSD, the second largest public school system after New York City, of course, has about a million students, teachers, and employees. They'll be doing it too, and they also registered online.
So a simulation has to contain some surprises to be a proper drill, but what details of the scenario do you know already?
What details of the scenario do I know?
Yeah, well, what they're going to be simulating today. What kinds of events that they want to focus on?
All right, well, the way it's going to happen is at 10 o'clock, the massive make-believe 7.8 magnitude earthquake rolls along the San Andreas Fault. And this is a likely scenario, according to what some researchers came up with in a study in 2006 from the University of San Diego. You know, they said that it's been about 120 years since the last time the San Andreas Fault experienced an earthquake. The last time was the San Francisco earthquake and fire in 1906. That was on its northern tip. And it's been about 300 years, they say, since it had an earthquake on its southern tip, which is where we are. So they want to encourage people to think about it and to prepare. At least the very thing they can do is to protect themselves, but to begin to think beyond that and to begin to come up with a plan of action for themselves and for their families.
And at least one hospital is going to be involved in a scenario where perhaps hundreds of students are buried in a building collapse, right?
That's right. There's a hospital, Providence Holy Cross. It's right across the street from this school. And this, again, another likely scenario. This happened at the school in the 1994 Northridge earthquake. The building didn't fall on students because the earthquake happened at about 5 o'clock in the morning. But the campus was totaled. It was destroyed. So what they're doing this time is saying, okay, let's push the action time forward, say, 3 or 4 hours. Say it did happen during the middle of a school morning, and there were students on campus. So the students are going to start showing up at 7 o'clock Pacific time to put on their makeup, and there's going to be a news briefing at about 8:30. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa and Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger are supposed to be there, along with other city and county officials. And, they're going to, work this out from 10 to 3 o'clock, and they're going to simulate this massive triage and this massive emergency response on the school's football field.
You know, one of the interesting things is that in a drill like this, the main benefit comes not only from getting people prepared to take cover in an appropriate way, as that sound at the top suggests, but also it empowers people to actually be rescuers, that most of the casualties are avoided when victims help each other, as opposed to ambulance or paramedics or first responders.
That's right. And you know, the better people are prepared, the more of a chance there is for people to do that. That's what experts say, that it's not a question of if it happens, but when a major earthquake like this happens in California. And they say the difference between a disaster and a catastrophe will be how well prepared people are.
So what are you going to be doing, Patricia?
I'll be working. I'll be covering it and observing and taking a lot of mental notes. And hopefully, you know, some of that stuff will stick. And, you know, when it happens, hopefully I'll be able to get myself in gear and get my family in gear. We'll be okay.
All right. Well, Patricia Nazario, a chilling and sobering but very, very interesting drill taking place there in Southern California today. She's a reporter for KPCC, Southern California Public Radio, part of the simulation of a 7.8 magnitude quake, which Californians will be experiencing today in their own earthquake drill later on today. And now we have headlines from Femi. Okay, no earthquakes in the headlines, right?
No, but I will see if I can move and shake you. 22 minutes to the top of the hour.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.